Good morning, Bob. Let's start off with Kawahara.
Morning, Bob. Do you have results back on Mike Byers' MRI?
Yeah, there's some inflammation in the hip area. So he's going to have an injection later this afternoon. And then typically it takes a couple days to calm down, and then we'll proceed accordingly.
Manolo.
Bob, in your conversations with Mike, you guys have a better idea of how this injury might have occurred?
No, I mean he was doing his normal thing here, and then just it started out in the back, tightening up, and that's what they thought it was. And then when they did the MRI, it looked like maybe more towards the hip as far as the inflammation goes.
Yes, well, the next the first appearance of puck in a game is going to be a start. And is this mean that maybe you guys are going to start building up to try to be one of the candidates of that rotation spot?
Yeah, we were going to try to build him up. You know, he's already thrown a couple of innings in simulated games, so we'll see where we are in his first start. If we can get him up to kind of similar to Frankie yesterday, maybe to 3 innings, then we see where we go from there. But that was the plan all along, was to build him up as a starter and see where we were at once, you know, we broke camp.
Let's go to Martin.
Bob, I see Kai Tom is in the lineup today. How excited are you just to get a look at him? I know that the club was pretty excited to get him in the Rule 5.
Yeah, so excited he's leading off. So I want to try to get him some at bats here. So we get him up in the lineup, and it's a left-hander over there today. But you know, with the time off that he's had and him being a Rule 5 pick, you know, we want to get as hard a look as we can at him. So we'll lead him off and try to get him plenty at bats.
Is he pretty good to go on a regular schedule from the
Yeah, I
injury?
think one of the things that we're pretty cognizant of is once we get a guy back, we want him to be able to, you know, to have a regular workload. So, you know, probably start today, maybe back him up tomorrow, see where we are after that. But try to get him plenty at bats because we're, you know, we're up against it now with what, 2 weeks to go.
Next, we'll go to Jess.
Hey Bob, at what point in spring does a guy fully come on your radar? You have somebody like Buddy Reed. Clint Hurdle mentioned something to me along the lines of how a batter could react to a pitcher's secondary pitches, like when he gets to that part of spring. Is that something that you look for?
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, he's definitely on our radar. You look at the playing time he's getting right now, and that's has a lot to do with the fact that he's performing well. And that's, you know, that's what it's all about. You perform well, you get reps. So I didn't expect him to be getting as many at bats as he did. He started basically with, you know, almost a starting lineup yesterday. So, you know, the more you perform, the more reps you get. And a guy that we didn't, you know, we didn't see a ton of last year, obviously. And there are a lot of things to like about him. You know, it's his speed. He's got some power. Obviously, plays a good defense. Has a strong throwing arm. So, you know, we knew all along it was going to be about the bat catching up to the rest of the tools. You know, the average doesn't look great this spring, but he's got some impactful hits, and he's getting a great opportunity.
Back to Kalhara.
First, is the shot that Fires is getting, is that a cortisone?
I'm guessing that, yeah, it's an injection, so yeah, cortisone.
And then you guys announced the first round of roster cuts. Where did, as far as the guys who are like quote unquote reassigned to minor league camp, and even the guys who are optioned, what happens with those guys? Does anything
Take a
change?
step. I tell them, take one step back. Now you're sent down because we're all here in the same place. There's nowhere to go. I tell them that, you know, it's basically a paper move. We're splitting them up a little bit as far as fields go at this point, but it's the first time I've ever made a round of cuts and then been looking them in the eyes the next day, because everybody's here in the same spot. So I wouldn't say it's awkward, but it's different.
But Alex.
Hey Bob, as of now, do you expect Fires to be ready for the start of the season, or is it still too, is that still premature?
I would say it's pretty difficult at this point, especially the fact that, he's going to, you know, there'll be a couple days off before we even evaluate whether or not we want him to play catch again. And typically they don't go back right into the routine that they were at. You back them off a little bit, you play catch, you go bullpens again. So it's probably a long shot at this point, but if there's anybody that has the potential to do it, it's Mike. And the fact that he's been so durable and he seems to be able to get up to speed pretty quickly. But handicapping it right now, it's probably a little bit of a long shot.
And then just a quick follow-up for you. You mentioned Puck as a potential to fill in that spot if Fires isn't able to start the season yesterday. And I was curious, with him starting to pitch in games on Wednesday, would there be a concern that he's not stretched out enough to start the season in that role?
Well, yeah, I mean, some, but you know, nowadays, what, you go 5 or 6 innings a lot of times for a starter. So we wouldn't push him too far, but if we felt like he could give us pitch wise, you know, upwards of 4 or 5 innings, then you just maybe use a little bit more of a bullpen on that day. That's hypothetical if everything goes well and he performs well.
Got it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Back to Manolo.
Bob, you were saying that this is the first time that you cut a player, then the next day you see him in his face again, you know, because of the different styles of camp now. But is the same as before, that if you cut a player, you still could use him in the major league games?
Yes, that's always kind of the case. So, yeah, I mean, look, we only have so many regulars here and we don't play them every day. And certainly you have a second group, second wave of guys that come in. So, yes, we could draw from some of the guys that have been sent down.
Back to Martin.
Bob, I know Grant Holmes and Caprillion were among the cuts. Just based on where they were at, just even last year, still coming back from injury to now, what can you say just about the improvements they've made, staying healthy and kind of showing what they can do now?
Right. No, they both impressed. And just because they've been reassigned or sent down, it doesn't mean they're still not on our radar. When we have starting pitchers and now our relievers are pitching in big league games too, there's just not enough innings for these guys to get their pitch counts up to where they're, you know, ready for a season. So it's just as much about that as it is, you know, cutting down numbers. You know, you might see some guys here that you would say, why is Caprillion sent down and not X? It's more because we need to try to get him the proper amount of innings to get ready for a season, where some other guys were, you know, maybe shorter stints.
Let's go to Vince.
Good morning, Bob. With the highlight of day situation with Buddy, like when he made the catch yesterday, does he jog into the dugout? Do you guys have this eye contact thing going? Because he's done, seems at least something every game that he just keeps on reminding you, hey, you know, still here, kind of a thing.
Well, he doesn't physically walk up to me and say, I'm still here. Yeah. I mean, but as far, look, he's a really excitable player. I mean, this is the big leagues for him. You know, even though it's spring training, this is a great opportunity for him. So every day he's really, really excited about getting the opportunity. And when he performs, he's excited in the dugout as well. So do we make eye contact in the dugout? Absolutely. You know, you always want to go over and congratulate a guy for, you know, whether it's a good at bat or a good play. And he's had enough of those to make a lot of eye contact with me this spring.
Do you have a lot of options for that potential last spot on the bench, meaning you, whether it's a defensive specialist, guy that can play all the outfield positions, somebody maybe with power, somebody that puts the bat on the ball? When you're trying to make that decision, do you feel like you've got a variety of directions you potentially could go in?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and a lot revolves around Jed's situation too, you know, so yeah, I mean, a lot revolves around that, but we, you know, you can forecast, you can see who the guys that we're probably leaning on the hardest to get, you know, that last spot. And some of them do different things. It's just about, you know, what our needs are going to be and who the rest of the guys on the roster that complements the most.
And then finally, just watching Elvis play. I mean, you've got him in games, certainly, and, you know, with the A team, et cetera. Just watching him interact, watching his movements, you know, getting rid of the ball quickly or moving laterally, whatever. Everything is advertised, in your opinion, what you've seen so far?
Yeah, he's been great. And, you know, a lot of communication and having a resource like that that's played against us for 10 years, you know, it's nice to have. Mitch the same way. You know, there's a lot of feedback from them to the pitchers and or what they've seen us do over the years, myself included. So they fit in well here and quickly.
All right, Bob, you're all done. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Bob.